All right, update on the injury report. Brandon Marshall, foot was limited again today. We had Quinteris Smith, knee limited today. And Mitch Unrein, knee limited today. Everybody else was full. Any questions?
John, is Julius Thomas where you need him physically at this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, no more or less than you know, anybody else will have active on Sunday. You know, I think you know, you reach this point of the season, whether it's late regular season, early playoff season, and you know, guys are playing with different things. It's a physical game, and you know, but he's performed well, and we expect him to perform well on Sunday.
Coach, you guys are honoring the 77 defense at halftime. Mm-hmm. Chris Cooper's out here. You guys kind of had an open door policy, it seems like, with any past players since you've been here, for sure.
Yeah, I think you know they've all invested you know, their heart and souls in this organization. You know, I think you know, if Pat was here every day, that would be what he wants, and so we try to emulate that the best of our ability. But whether it's the 77 defense or any of the honorary captains we've had throughout the season, and you know, even a guy like Chris Cooper, they're always welcome here.
You have a lot of guys who have made the playoffs every year of their career. Do you ever have any talks with them about not taking it for granted? Any of the older players maybe remind them?
Well, I think you're always you know, drawing on your veteran leadership to help the young guys. You know, I can't speak to everybody in that room, but you know, I know our captains and you know, our leadership in our locker room have, you know, talked to young guys maybe that have not been in playoff football yet, and to make sure they understand, you know, kind of how that works and what to expect.
When you guys were getting ready for the bye week, and some of the defensive guys were talking about guys that can heal up and help the team, they all talked about Brandon Marshall, what an impact he's made. Can you just talk about, I mean, he's given an opportunity this season to make the most of it.
Well, that's what's, you know, unique and great about this game is, you know, people come from all over the place, different draft levels, different economic, different, you know, racial backgrounds, and you blend it all together, and to me it's the ultimate of team games. And to, you know, watch guys come from, you know, virtually nothing, how they came into the league as a draft pick and whatnot and have successes, you know, it makes you feel good. It's why a lot of us do what we do.
John, how different is this Colts team from the one you saw in September?
You know, I mean, it's hard to say. You know, that's why we play the game. That's why you get to match up and measure up and see what happens. But they're a very good football team. They've got a good record. You know, the nuts and bolts of them are fairly much the same. But then again, there's changes. And, you know, what happens is changes in teams, not just in personnel. I mean, you grow and you improve. And, you know, the key is you're playing your best football this time of year. And that's the challenge of playoff football.
John, do you believe that altitude has an impact on visiting teams coming here, or do you hope they think it has an impact on them?
Well, physiologically, it has an impact. You know, that's proven scientifically, and I think it's one of the reasons why we've had great home field success. So, you know, I've visited here many times as you know, an opponent. So, my experience has been it definitely has an effect.
Going into the fourth year straight of playoffs, obviously there are some new pieces to this team, but does the experience from past seasons make preparation this year any easier?
Not really. I mean, it's, you know, it's what have you done for me lately? And that holds true, really, whether it's playoff football or, you know, your last year to this year, regular season to regular season. You know, it's going to come down to who executes the best, and it's kind of been my experience.
Guys being too tight or too loose, is that something you try to actively coach or just
kind of
let it ride?
Well, I think, you know, I try to let guys be themselves, and you know, most of us aren't smart enough to be anybody else. So the actuality is, I mean, it's just, you know 11 guys doing their job on any in particular play, whether it's offense, defense, or the kicking game. You know, there's all different personalities, and they all get up for games and play the game for different reasons. We'll be right back.